Well, hello again, it is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. I'll tell you what a privilege to be able to tell you each day something more about Jesus. And for this last few days, we've been talking about his human nature, his humanity. Did you know he was a real human being? Have you ever noticed in Matthew 4 and verse 2 how we read of Jesus being hungry? Hey, that's a sign that he's a real human being. This was a genuine hunger that gripped his body. He was famished. Does this mean then if he was hungry that he wasn't God? No, not at all. It simply demonstrates once more that he was human. Remember, Jesus is fully man and yet fully God. Old Isaac Watts, the hymn writer, said, "Hosanna to the royal son of David's ancient line. His nature's two, his person's one, mysterious and divine." And then have you read in John's Gospel, what is it, chapter 4, verse 6? Jesus was traveling through Samaria, and that was a big, long journey, and he was weary. He experienced the same kind of weariness we would experience after such a long period of physical exercise. And again, this goes to show that he's human. You see, the critics, they look at that and they say, well, how could he be weary if he was God? You see, this obviously wasn't God because, God doesn't get weary. Doesn't it say about God in the Bible that the God of Israel faints not, neither is weary? Well, of course it says that. But Jesus, as God, didn't get tired. It was Jesus as man who suffered the exhaustions of the human condition. Now listen to me. The amazing truth is that although Jesus was God, he was also a genuine human being, subject to human limitations. Now you need to write these truths large in your thinking. Christ Jesus is one person with two natures. And furthermore, in Matthew 8:24, we discover that Christ was sleeping. Sleeping. Wait a minute, say his enemies. This really proves that he's not God. For they say the God of Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. Ach, would you have some wit? Would you? These would-be travelers of the faith fail to grasp, but the scripture and the others like it are there to establish Christ's true humanity. It was necessary that Jesus should be a man, for we needed someone to represent us. We needed a human being to live in our place. Why? Because all of us have sinned and fallen short of God's holy standards. That's why. And when God came to earth, he came as one of us. He divested himself of his glory, veiled his deity, and became our substitute in his birth, in his life, and in his death. He was a real man who lived for us. It was a real man who died in our place. And it is one of us, a real man, who intercedes for us now. This is good news, exceedingly good news. Why would you reject it? You say, well, I don't know, brother. Well, I'll tell you what. If you know you're a sinner, then you need a Savior. And I've got a great one to tell you about. His name is Jesus. And if you'll trust him, he'll save you. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.